Pre-trial hearings set stage for Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial over fatal shooting of cinematographer. By Breitbart News on July 8, 2024. AP, a New Mexico judge is setting the table for the involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of a Western movie. Judge Mary Marlow Summer will consider an array of requests from prosecutors and defense attorneys that could restrict what evidence, testimony and court arguments are heard by a jury. The pretrial hearing Monday in Santa Fe is expected to last much of the day. Baldwin's attorneys have waived his appearance at all hearings before the trial. Baldwin's trial starts July 9 with jury selection and is scheduled to last 10 days. Last week, the judge cleared the way for crucial firearms experts for the prosecution to testify about Baldwin's handling of the revolver and whether the gun was functioning properly prior to the fatal shooting. Defense attorneys have asked the judge to exclude consideration of Baldwin's secondary role as a co-producer on Rust, arguing it's irrelevant to allegations of negligence and might confuse jurors. Prosecutors disagree and say it was likely Baldwin's imposing role as a producer that emboldened him to act recklessly and disregard the safety of others in allegedly flouting gun safety protocols. The defense team and prosecutors disagree about Baldwin's contractual authority as producer over crew members who dealt with weapons and safety. Prosecutors argue that a state workplace safety investigation, which found serious violations on set, was incomplete, untrustworthy and should be prohibited from the trial. Baldwin is charged with a single felony count of involuntary manslaughter punishable by up to 18 months in prison if he's convicted. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on set, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in cinematographer Hina Hutchins' death and sentenced to 18 months in prison. She is appealing the conviction. In October 2021, Baldwin was rehearsing a cross-draw maneuver with a revolver when the gun went off, killing Hutchins and wounding director Jill Souza. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty and claims the gun fired accidentally after he followed instructions to point it toward Hutchins, who was behind the camera. Unaware the gun contained a live round, Baldwin said he pulled back the hammer, not the trigger, and it fired. Baldwin's attorneys also want to bar discussion at trial of actor Brandon Lee's death from a fatal shot to the abdomen while filming a scene from The Crow in 1993. In that instance, a makeshift bullet was mistakenly left in a gun from a previous scene and struck Lee while filming a scene that called for using blank rounds. Prosecutors have agreed not to elicit testimony about The Crow, but also contend that Baldwin knew about safety risks posed by guns, even when live rounds are not present. Attorneys for Baldwin argue that it was inconceivable that live rounds would wind up on set. Prosecutors want to exclude a letter signed by crew members that disputes the characterizations of the Rust set as chaotic or dangerous prior to the fatal shooting. Prosecutors also want to exclude from trial the conclusions of the safety investigation into the fatal shooting that places much of the blame on assistant director Dave Halls. Halls has pleaded no contest to negligent use of a firearm and may be called to testify at Baldwin's trial. Rust Movie Productions paid a $100,000 fine to resolve violations of state safety regulations that were characterized as serious but not willful, under a 2023 settlement agreement. Prosecutors say conclusions of the investigation are easily contradicted by more reliable information. Baldwin's attorneys say the report can't be ruled out as evidence and that State Occupational Safety Officer Lorenzo Montoya should be allowed to testify at trial. Another pretrial motion might diffuse snipping between the prosecution and defense teams. Prosecutors want the judge to preclude accusations of prosecutorial misconduct and personal attacks. Prosecutors also want the judge to exclude evidence and arguments designed to garner sympathy for Baldwin, including indications of remorse or the impact of events on his family, arguing that it has no bearing on determining guilt.